It is appropriate that I discuss with you my decision on the North Slope Hall Road from Fairbanks, the community which has served as the hub of pipeline construction. Even more than the construction of the pipeline, the uses we make of the North Slope Hall Road may have profound effect on the future of our state in terms of the economy, land use, wildlife, and people. The interim policy on the North Slope Hall Road I am announcing has two parts. There is a policy for access, and there is a policy for revenues to meet the costs of opening the Hall Road. My decision is that for the short term, the road will be open just for use by industrial and mining interests, much as it is today. And we will expect them to pay for the use of the road just as they do today. Our policy is to make those who benefit from a project help pay for it. The Attorney General advises me that tolls per se might not be proper. However, we are investigating various ways of making user charges. These include reimbursable agreements, fees, licenses, or taxes imposed on business or industrial highway users, negotiating the removal of portions of the Hall Road from the federal highway system so direct charges may be made, seeking congressional action to permit imposition of direct charges on those who use the Hall Road. Even though the state won't even receive the road from Alyeska, and thus this decision will not be put into effect for more than a year, I'm announcing our policy today to allow ample time for potential users to plan future operations. This is a decision which preserves Alaska's options for the long term rather than foreclosing them. It retains the opportunity for Alaskans collectively to decide what they want for the northern section of our state. Right now, no one, not the state, not the federal government, not special interest groups, not private enterprise, and not the native corporations have the answers to all questions on everybody's mind. For example, what about development of the Arctic? What about subsistence use? What about recreational areas? What about parks? What about off-road vehicles? What about the work camps? What about tourist needs? What about fish and game? What about costs? Many, many more. Completely open the road now would remove all options for the future, because once opened, we would likely never be able to modify that access. At a series of public meetings held by the Alaska Growth Policy Council, we learned that very few Alaskans felt this road is appropriate as a normal addition to the state public highway system. The social, environmental, and fiscal costs are, at this time, simply far too high. The residents of the area in which the road actually lies expressed the strongest conviction on that point. Immediately after the state takes over the road, access will be permitted to resident miners and owner users for the development of the Arctic oil field, in compliance with the executive administrative order issued by the president, dated September 23, 1974. That access will be controlled through a permit system. Because access will initially be limited, we will be looking for ways to make users bear the costs of opening and maintaining the road during that period. There's no justification for asking all the taxpayers of the state to pick up a subsidy of several million dollars to provide for the benefit of but a few. This decision, of course, is an interim policy decision for the short term. Will be in effect until the peak industrial demands for the road have subsided and until the Land Use Planning Commission and local governments have developed a rational plan for the sound and profitable management of state and federal lands in the area affected by the road. Once the state assumes control of the road, this policy will receive annual review by my commissioners of highways, national resources, and commerce and economic development, as well as my Director of Policy Development and Planning, in order to ensure that it is updated as appropriate to permit carefully planned public facilities and public uses of portions of the road. Such review will incorporate new resource development, public demand, and the recommendations of the Land Use Planning Commission, the Growth Policy Council, and local governments. For example, after determining whether the road will be needed for construction of a gas pipeline, it will be easier to begin opening the road to public use on a gradual, well-planned basis. Today, we subsidize our Alaskan transportation systems at the rate of many millions of dollars annually. I don't want this road to add to that transportation subsidy. For too long, we have dipped into a $900 million nest egg whenever it seemed politically profitable to do so. That is why government and budgets have grown fantastically. Now that nest egg is gone. We should have learned from our past mistakes. However, apparently, some of us still have not. They suggest we may have another nest egg we can crack. That one is labeled the North Slope Oil. Someone has to say no to increased state deficit spending. It's clear the people of Alaska demand it. And I am listening to that demand. I'll do everything possible to make sure that we have enough money coming in to pay our bills. Too long we have not. What should have been done long ago should begin with the North Slope Hall Road. If during our interim period it's clear that the public wants to drive on the Hall Road to the Arctic Ocean, then the public should make clear they are willing to pay for the increased annual costs to cover maintenance, police, recreation, lodging, and cleanup. To add to the immense subsidy for transportation already borne by the state can only increase the growth of bureaucracy and budgets. It should be clear by now that such growth will not be checked until the public demands they be told what the service price tag is and asked if they are willing to pay the bill. Right now, industrial users of the Alaska road system are paying $1.05 per mile to drive on it. That means to go from the Yukon to Prudhoe Bay costs about $750 round trip. And that just covers the cost of maintenance. This solution allows for the legitimate needs of our industrial development, and it provides for the serious mining exploration and development. This interim decision takes nothing away from Alaskans. However, it holds in the bank valuable options until Alaskans decide how best to invest them. Thank you.